It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback on a Monday, all brought to you by Diesel Works, the diesel shop that stands behind their first responders. Well, this September 8th, the birth date. Born on this day back in 1932, Winchester, Virginia, the great Patsy Cline.
Aww. With,
you talk about signature songs and Library of Congress worthy songs, I Fall to Pieces, She's Got You, Crazy. It ended in 63 with Don Gibson's Sweet Dreams. Passing away was Patsy Cline at the age of 30, March 5th, 1963, height of her career in a plane crash. One of the most influential vocalists in country music and music history. And it all began with one particular song from the year
1957.
And We Go Out Walking.
I go out walking after midnight.
Really the one that put Miss Patsy Cline on the map. And it wasn't meant for her at all. Walking After Midnight, song written by Alan Block and Don Hecht, who were two powerhouse writers for just about every genre of music around that time period in the 50s. In fact, they wrote the song originally to give pop singer Kay Starr, but her record executives rejected it, said, nah, not so great.
Oh.
Song was left unused for a little while until, one of the co-writers, Don Hecht, rediscovered it. Said, I forgot we wrote this. And gave it to a couple of people, as was the case in practice at the time. Like August 1956, the first ever recording of it was Lynn Howard in the Accents. And it was a little
after midnight,
breathy.
In the moonlight.
Oh, sound like Humphrey Bogart should be shitting
like
there. A little film noirish. Well, but the song was out there, and in January of 1957, Patsy's managers booked her on the very popular Arthur Godfrey Talent Scouts show on CBS. And they needed a song, and she happened to know it just because it was kind of something she heard on the radio. So, all right, we'll give this a go. And it got huge review. Like, everybody was clamoring about it. This new sensation, Patsy Cline.
I'll clamor right now.
She's the bee's knees. So they rushed this thing. It's like, get her into a studio, record it, send it off to all the radio stations to and fro. Well, as was the case seemingly with a lot of Patsy's songs, especially your big ones, she didn't like it at first.
Uh-oh.
But it kind of all happened so fast that it just kind of happened. And it was a big happening, as they say, back in the day. It hit number 2 on the country chart. Biggest song for her yet. Number 12 on the pop chart. It was all over the place. And really, it was her only hit until about 1961. And then it was her passing. Very too soon, untimely. And all of her music was immediately elevated at that point. In fact, 10 years after her death in 73, first female solo artist inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. This one started it. Happy birthday, Pats.
While walking after midnight, out in